Welcome, everyone, to the new podcast that rocked. Hope you all are doing well. This is the podcast where we talk about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name's Alex.
My name is Rowan.
Smooth. Thank you all for tuning in and joining us as we relaunch this. These are my friends that will be helping us with the podcast that rock for the future. We have a bit of a new format. We have three people instead of just me rambling off my thoughts. These two actually know what they're talking about and are up to date in the world of whatever filth comes out every week. However, we have good stuff to talk about this week. Thank you, everyone in the chat, for joining us. Every like on this video is a pet for Ivan the dog. That is true, and he's in my office right now. If we get to 100 likes, which is probably not going to happen, I will focus on pet cam and just turn it on for Ivan, just so that way everyone sees him. So, 100 likes.
Yeah, Ivan.
That's a lot, but it's okay. Please share the link. Hope you guys are all doing well. Are we all ready to talk about Gojira?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think we were all ready since we all saw it. And we all panicked, all consistently freaked out. What were your two's instant thoughts the day it happened during the opening ceremonies?
I gotta tell you, I accidentally watched that. So I've never in my entire life seen an opening ceremonies for the Olympics. And
there are not that metal historically, I promise.
No, I know that. That's why I was like, hey, I hear there's gonna be metal at the Olympics. And then I was just streaming, randomly came across it, and I was like, what is this? Yeah. With the Marie Antoinette, and I was blown away. And then I was just sucked in and I'm like, maybe this is actually kind of cool.
Yeah, pretty much. Rowan?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I did not watch it in real time at all. Here's the thing. I had no interest in watching the Olympics because I'm not a sports guy at all. Okay, and then just like the next day afterwards, I'm just casually doom scrolling on Instagram. And I see like the classic shot of Marie Antoinette's like decapitated head. She starts singing. And I'm like, okay, it's just like part of the performance for her. Then it shows Gojira. I'm like, I freaking missed this. Really? Yeah. It's like, I found it on YouTube. It was already posted by then. Watched it, loved it. And it was just like, let's go. This is awesome. Like,
okay.
Like out of every band they could have brought.
I love that the France actual representation was Gojira. We sent Lady Gaga, Celine Dion was there, someone else is there. France actually said, oh no, we have our own band we want to perform. And it'll be the most French thing you've ever seen. So,
oh yeah,
Alex Rowan, you both have the link up, right? Because I'm about to play it. For those of you who missed it, I have to keep the volume down low because YouTube will have a fit if I play this thing uninterrupted and raw, you know? However, I can play with low volume and in a window like this. So let's see how well... You might have to watch it on the link. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it or not, Alex and Rowan. However, when it catches up, the severed head of Marie Antoinette in the building, apparently, that Marie Antoinette was held in before she was killed or unalived, not killed. That's a nicer way to say it. With Gojira performing in front of Pyro to probably many, many confused people visiting in Europe, not knowing what they were about to see. And also all the Olympians going, wow, this is not what I expected for the Olympics. Finally. Also, someone said in chat, people are saying Celine Dion in 2024. Doesn't matter. We had Gojira. So I don't know how
it
much
cancels out.
Yeah. I don't know how much money and how much time to have all this set with that ship floating down the scene and all the pyro thing. Money well spent.
Hell yeah.
So, yes, yeah, Snoop Dogg was also there. He was not singing, though. He was just the torchbearer because it's Snoop Dogg. The Olympics did not have all hits, but this was the biggest hit. This is what everyone was talking about. So, playing a little more of it just as we talk about it. Have you both seen Gojira live?
Yes, multiple times. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, how did we go from seeing Gojira like side stage at like multiple festivals?
Yes.
And then I saw them open up for Metallica on the Gojira Metallica Avenged Sevenfold tour.
Yes.
Going from even just opening for Metallica to then literally playing the Olympics was absolutely epic.
It is. And that's a huge step.
Absolutely epic.
And this is not a band that's like new. they've been around for quite a while, but I don't think people realize how big they are in Europe. They are a band way higher up there. And in the States, hearing metal on a mainstream level is unique unless you're a big household name. And Gojira's not there until this past weekend, where now I feel like everyone's going to know Gojira.
Oh, totally.
So, Rowan, you have not seen Gojira before?
Unfortunately not. I do want to, like, really bad. Dude, when I listened to Magma when that came out, like, back in 2016, I want to say, that was just an awesome album. Like, Stranded, that was just, like, I listened to that, and it was just, like, it was just awesome. I would just love to see this band. I just haven't gotten the chance yet.
Yeah. Amazonia, the album that came out a few years ago, was one of my favorite albums that year. They got nominated for a Grammy. I don't remember which one song won, but it wasn't Gojira, unfortunately. Wow. The commentator just went, wow, in true Friends fashion, which I love is the perfect end to that. So
it was so hard to find any footage of that without commentators. I'm like, okay, we've got some English commentary over here, and Kelly Clarkson's freaking out that metal is at the Olympics.
I know. And I appreciate the zeal on that. I appreciate the effort, but it's also like they're singing Les Mis with a decapitated Marie Antoinette, and it's Gojira. Also, Wrestling Soup in the chat, a podcast that's great for pro wrestling. The Olympics put Gojira over. Yes, they did. The Olympics put Gojira over. I don't know where to go for this, but now that we talked about that a little bit, and there's not to get to the controversy stuff yet, because everyone's saying, oh, this was satanic, this was too violent. And then it led to the whole other thing about people confusing the Last Supper for something that was not the Last Supper. We'll stick with Gojira here. Guys, that really happened. She was, her head was cut off with the guillotine in France at right there in that building. What else do you want?
In that castle during the French Revolution. Like, Gojira played on the castle where Marie Antoinette was held during the French Revolution. What other metal band can say, like, that's epic. All of this is epic.
Yes.
Do you think it's because it was a metal band that they went, that, like, more people were inclined to believe it was, like, satanic? Like, it's, like, still sort of like that satanic panic from, like, possible. The 80s or whatever?
It's possible, especially for the Western civilization, because, again, associating metal with Satanism is still a thing here. Also, Gojira, not at all satanic. None of their music, 0% of their music has to do with satanic imagery, tones, anything like that. So,
I think it's just because, like, maybe they're more intense, you know, like they got, like, more like death growls and all stuff, like, you know, the more genty guitars. Maybe it's just because it's, like, a heavier sound than, like, Metallica or, like, all the glam metal bands. People were just like, this is just darker and I'm more scared of it now.
Yeah, maybe. And that's the thing too. They're not even that dark. They're just wearing black because it's the Olympics. They wanted to, like, put it out that way, you know?
Yeah, no, for real.
It's just, there's so many good things about this though. Everything went off without a hitch, and there was a huge margin of error. If the pyro didn't work, if the streamers didn't pop out, if the scene's boat didn't come in on time, there was so much that could have gone wrong. And all went off great, and Gojira sounded amazing. They are going to release the song, apparently, which is, I think, is smart. Make a bajillion dollars off that. Metal Les Mis. I mean, what else do you want? So
I would watch an entire play of that.
Yeah, so would I. And just let Gojira do the whole soundtrack. Yeah. Get whoever you want to act. I don't even care. Bring back that cast. They did the movie a couple of years ago.
You do,
right?
Like the movie that was like a decade, man.
That's not a few years ago, a decade, whatever. I'm old. Fine. Rowan's the young one of this podcast. Get used to that ongoing joke, by the way. So I leave the question now for you two and everyone in chat. Wrestling Soup, if it's Mr. Joe, whoever's running it right now, I want your opinion on this now. So Olympics are coming back to the United States in the 2030s. They're saying Salt Lake City 2034, return to Salt Lake. I think that's great. The Olympics were held really well that year in 2002. What if we got a metal band to represent America? Now, is there a metal band that's the right choice? And would there be any choice that would not upset everyone? Because all I can think of is that everyone would be complaining about this band getting chosen, that band getting chosen, that band's not metal enough, that band isn't cool enough, they're not American enough. And that's probably some of the arguments, too.
Olympics 2028 will have Bad Omens or Sleep Token. Both of those, I'm pretty sure, are British bands. At least Sleep Token.
Sleep Token is British. Oh my gosh.
Okay. I would just...
For the Olympics.
They just play Vore at the Olympics. That'd be perfect.
Vessel comes out to, like, light the torch and then just lights himself on fire with the mask, and everyone starts singing. Just weird everyone out.
Dude, if we're going with Sleep Token, let's just meet in the middle. One band that nobody can say anything about.
Okay.
Sleep Token's British. Let's just say Nickelback. They're Canadian.
They're Canadian. They as well play too. A suggestion, but fair. But however, they have performed at the Olympic opening ceremony before.
In
the 2010s, yes.
I am so well versed in the Olympics.
Apparently. Also, I did say, does that mean Nickelback is metal? Is that lore now for our podcast?
That's why it was funny.
Are we now like, are we setting that precedent?
I was being sarcastic.
I know you were, but still. I just love that like your sarcasm actually was, that actually did happen. So.
So you know what? Okay, my sense of humor is so dry. It's just going to go right over my head, even most of the time.
We're all not smart enough to understand it. I understand. That's what it is. So,
props for saying Def Heaven play at the Olympics.
Ooh, yeah. Just have George Clark screaming his head off to some nice bass. See you, Space Cowboy. Okay, we got to go over some of the comments now. Okay, Spirit Box, Metallica. Oh, yeah? Metallica will be in their 60s and 70s at that point.
I will say that Metallica would be like, if it was like, if we were seriously considering, or the Olympics were seriously considering it for another metal band in America, Metallica would feel like the safest option to they be, would be fair. You know, they have like,
sure,
they have that name recognition. And also they are at least heavy enough, or like they have like enough credit to like the metal community that like, I feel like diehards and casual fans would like, you know, both appreciate, you know?
Okay.
Honestly, in the safe arena where we kind of started off on this, uh-huh, Metallica was going to be my first choice. Seriously, sure. Not the, you know, okay, joking comment. But Metallica, because you say American metal band, yes, most people think Metallica right off, fair, the bat. Granted, they will be like in their 60s, but look at all these other bands we've still got going into their like 70s. And that's they're still true, kicking ass, you know.
Judas Priest and Rob Halford are still owning the stage in his 70s, so I can't argue that.
Metallica, also to their credit, awesome, are performing way better than other bands from that era. So it's not like,
yes, that's
terms
fair,
of like aging well and just like their song sounding well, mm-hmm, they're definitely like more, yeah.
While everyone's while they're just live research, James Hetfield is 60 right now. He will be in his 70s during those Olympics when they happen. So just keep that in mind. I'm not against that. My argument though is the elitist attitude of, we can't let them play, Metallica's overrated. If you think the internet's toxic, then it's going to be way worse in 10 years when Metallica represents them. So that probably is the safest, best choice. It would go well so long as everything's handled well. I don't know who else it would be. Slipknot? Do we want to really get freaked everyone out? I think that'd be funny.
Metallica would be, if we're just talking practically or just like most likely, Metallica, I feel like would be my choice. But okay, if I were to decide or something like that, I feel like, I don't know, I would definitely like want something like on the harder side. I would like want Slipknot or something like that, or even Mastodon. Mastodon would be insane, honestly.
Just saw Mastodon two nights ago. I have photos and stuff to show you. They are big on the visual board. That would be the biggest acid trip the Olympics have ever seen. The big stoner rock session.
Yeah, no, of course.
Ever.
They would make it a spectacle, they just would, like Gojira did. They, okay, would work together with like the art director to make something unforgettable.
Okay, someone in the chat also said Pantera. I do not think that would be the best representation. Ooh. For two reasons. One, no, half the band is dead. Two, that's a big point of conflict. Three, every other reason you've seen online that we had for all the political stuff about Pantera in the first place. So,
yeah, if you really want to start a war on social media.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And yeah, also there's other bands, like say they ever have the Olympics in Sweden. Who would be that one? Because there's like 1,000 metal bands that have come out of Sweden that are popular. Ghost. That'd be amazing. But I don't know how it would work out. Avatar. That'd be hilarious to me.
That would be so rad. We need to make that happen.
You know how weird that would be? Johannes just that being as be so ridiculous as possible. So
that would be so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say, if it wasn't for everything with Russia, if Russia hosts the Olympics and Slayer to Prevail play the Olympics, that'd be with the greatest mask thing in my opinion. Yeah. The mask, yeah. Alex the Terrible just death growling.
Yeah, pretty much. Someone said Spirit Box, yeah, if Canada ever hosts it again. I mean, that'd be sound cool. I'm sure they could do something that fun, except it won't be as extreme and metal as France. Canada's way too nice.
We're looking for a spectacle here as well, you know, not just like a good band.
Yeah. Deftones. Would they make it a spectacle? How would Deftones make
it? Oh, wait.
This is mean. Deftones would make it a spectacle, but Steph would just make it like a big flat earth conspiracy and like just like weird stuff about that, like all that. So make it really messy. Any other suggestions from the chat?
I'm seeing Tool in the chat.
Maynard James Keenan with his weird mohawk opening up the Olympics might be too much for people to handle.
Actually, what if he didn't even like, what if he didn't go with the mohawk look? What if he went back to like the Latter House look where he like just like painted his entire body like neon blue? You can see him from space or whatever. He looks like a literal alien.
Yeah, for that, I would not put it past them. Rage Against the Machine. Would they come back? And as a diehard Rage fan, I'd love it. I can't imagine they would be able to be civil enough to not use that time to get some type of message across about how all countries involved in the Olympics are doing terrible things.
I don't even know if they will definitely do something.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah.
Even something maybe, that big, I don't
maybe
know.
Like, maybe they would want to, like, you know, just get back together just to have, like, some sort of, like, stick it to the man, like, sort of, like, event at the Olympics, you
and
know?
That, and that would be the event. Yeah. I mean, look, Gojira, that would be the event. Gojira is the talking point now. And outside of metal, no one really knew who Gojira was outside of metal fans in the States. And what a way to make an entrance, too. Well done. Rammstein for Germany. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rammstein. Okay. That is the right choice. I'm just saying the Olympics would go completely nuclear at that point. It'd be wild. So
you would see a just like a giant bonfire where Germany is from space or something like that.
It's so vulgar, though. Rammstein is so vulgar. All the stage lots stuff they vulgar, do. Yep. No way they get. Okay. Someone said Nine Inch Nails. I love me some Nine Inch Nails. I'm pretty sure that would upset a lot of people if they started playing Closer or something like that, and, you know, before the Olympics started. However, Trent Reznor scores everything now, so he could score something new for the Olympics.
That would be pretty rad.
I'm sure they could do something custard. Awesome. Blink 182. it's not as metal as we were talking for the discussion, but I like where you're going with that. Who else? I see some more names. RATM are too old for LA 2028.
But they're Mongolian.
Oh, the Mongolian, the Who? Oh, yeah, the HU.
Oh, my.
I've still never seen them live. They're so good live, though. Electric
so Cult. So good live.
Yeah, see, I've never seen them live. They're so good to hear, though. That's the thing. Oh, are you guys familiar with Electric Callboy?
Yes.
Okay, get them for Germany. That should be the band for Germany. Let's really make it weird.
That would be super fun.
Oh, should we have Baby Metal for Japan if they go back to Japan?
I think either way, whichever one we go with, if we do Japan with Baby Metal or Electric Callboy with Germany, they need to do the guest spot with each other.
Yes.
During that performance, Ratatata? They have to.
Ratatata, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, good one. Parkway Drive for Australia. Acceptable. Understandable. I think that's very fair. And they get wild live, too, because they have like the rotating pyro drum set where like the drummer is set, like they set the thing on fire, then they spin the drum cage around. So they got stuff for that. Yeah, everyone's saying Baby Metal for Japan. Baby Metal for Japan. Yes, there are some right answers. I guess we accept Metallica for now. For America. I don't know who else it would be that everyone would know and would be at least understand. Even if you're not a fan, the Megadeth fans are going to be even more hurt about that. But that's just how it is. So
I love Megadeth, but I think Metallica is the right answer.
I think it is too. I love Slipknot. That's probably too extreme. But I say that. Look what Gojira did. It was great. So I don't know. Yeah. Ooh, but Slipknot would try to one up it now, and Slipknot would go way too far. Like they'd get really far with that stuff. So
that just I don't think me. That would happen.
They've always leaned into like the more horror elements and like all their imagery and all that stuff. So that would just freak people out even more. The people who are coming out saying Gojira was satanic, they would probably die of a heart attack if they saw Slipknot live.
Okay. For a non-metal suggestion, but a rock band that I do agree with, Sapphire, our Discord mod, Foo Fighters. If we're looking for a non-metal suggestion, that's another safe bet. Mm. They would be fine.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Gwar would be hilarious, and they are American. However,
it could happen.
All censors across every country and every broadcasting station would instantly shut down. No television for a week just because they're trying to figure out what they just showed on air. So
the Olympics are canceled.
Yes.
What if it was just like a giant, you could see like Gwar's like event live, but like when you see it on TV, it's just like a giant sensor bar or something.
Yes.
Like
that. Oh, they'd have to have so many like little sensor bars everywhere all over the screen. Yes.
No. You wouldn't have the tiny ones. You would just have a giant one over the stage.
And like the announcers just have to describe what it is without actually saying what it is. They can't actually describe it out loud.
And you just start. It's like
before TV was a thing, and when like radios would cover basketball games or something, they just did like play by plays or whatever.
Oh man, Gwar Central VA's. Yeah, my wife just said Gwar Central Virginia's finest. Yes, and they have them perform at the Capitol at Washington D.C. as well, just to make sure, right on Capitol Hill. So.
If you're just tuning in, Gwar have just brought out a figure dressed as Celine Dion. What are they going to do with her? Oh, wait, what is he doing with that giant knife? No!
They would sacrifice Celine Dion as well, just for the fun of it. And to be fair, that's not mean against Celine Dion. They sacrifice everyone on stage.
They kill everyone, man.
It happens.
Yes, it's a bit. Oh, that'd be fun. The darkness for UK. That'd be a fun one.
Oh, that would be fun.
That'd be nice. Seether for South Africa. That, you know what? Some things make sense. There are some right answers. The chat only had one or two eyes like head scratchers. Good job, chat. Most of them were actually pretty decent. Well done. The chat's not awful tonight. Thank you very much. Also, the chat's so awful.
Like, they could have just gone with like the joke answers button.
They could have.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Also, the chat's so awesome, they're going to hit the like button and help this stream out. There, that's about as obnoxious as I can be. So, anything else before we move on? Because Gojira definitely deserved that much time for everything.
I'm going to go watch it again. I got to watch it for the 100th time.
Yeah, we all need to watch it again, yes. Rowan, I know you pulled up some quotes about it, just like saying, like, because Joe and Mario did interviews about it, like the setup, how it meant to everyone, and answering all the satanic accusations and stuff. Rowan found the article because they're on Kerrang and stuff like that. Is there anything you wanted to point out about that one, Rowan?
Well, I would say just kind of like... you know, we'll read it over and all that stuff. But like, you know, what I thought was like really cool is that like Joe really just went into like more detail just about like the actual writing process and having to work with the composers and just kind of like the artistic directors behind the Olympics. It wasn't just entirely Gojira, which I thought was just really cool. Like, you know, because like they want to do good and make sure that this is like a sort of like honorable cover of like a Les Mis song and just kind of like, you know, that doesn't take away anything. And again, like really just see like the appreciation he has in his words.
I think that's a good way to put it too. I've never met Joe or Mario. Yeah. I've only heard they're the nicest people on the planet from everyone, despite what we saw at the Olympics. So you know what? Got a gold medal for Gojira. Is that appropriate? Gold medal?
Yeah.
Okay. They win. Everyone else can go home. Just give them the gold medal. So we move on. We decided, and we were talking about this, we'll try to be brief because we have so many other things to cover. However, this is a point of note. Someone mentioned Spirit Box. Unfortunately, the former bassist of Spirit Box passed away in a bit of a surprise. Bill Cook, who left the band not too long ago, passed away. The band is setting up a charity and a memorial for Bill. They left a lot of statements. It's on their Twitter, the website. I saw them live when they did that, when they performed together in 2021 at one of the Blue Ridge Rock disasters. I'm sorry, but that's what they unfortunately are called for the festival. Spirit Box was good, though. Have either of you guys seen Spirit Box specifically with Bill as bassist?
I don't think I did.
Okay.
Because it was earlier. I mean, Yeah, he was on Eternal Blue, right? Because that came out in 2021.
Correct.
So, I mean, I'm a huge fan of his work on that album itself. So, I mean, either way, regardless of, you know, when he was with the band or not, as a huge Spirit Box fan, just this blow to their, you know, band and friend family, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that is a mega bummer. I never got to see him live, though. And, you know, now it would have been cool.
And again, not old. Younger than me. So.
Yeah, no, he was like only like 30, I think, or something, right?
Yeah. So it's unfortunate. If you want more information, if you go to Spirit Box's Twitter and Instagram, they have links to, if you want to contribute to their memorial fund to help out with family stuff and things like that. We just wanted to give
something
a little
else.
Go ahead.
Something I kind of like I read about like while researching that was that like according to like him, like right before he like his death was like announced, he like announced like new music working with someone from Under Oath. I think his name was Andrew Gillespie. I don't know the band that well, but Gillespie,
The drummer from Under Oath.
Yeah, but they were teasing new music now, and I'm just kind of like wondering, I guess this would depend on just like where they were in the process and just like the wishes of his family, but like would that even come out now, you know?
I guess it depends how far along the music was. I mean, I can see that being a contributor.
Yeah, exactly.
And Under Oath is going on tour later this year because they're doing the anniversary of one of their albums, like another anniversary tour. So I don't know. It sucks. Spirit Box has more stuff coming this year. Like, if I'm correct, full album coming later this year from what they said. So we shall see. Keep Spirit Box in your thoughts. This has to be really rough right now. Again, check out their socials if you want more information on the memorial forum. We just want to like spend a minute to talk about that. So play your favorite Spirit Box song, play Eternal Blue. Nice little memory. Alex is wearing blue. Alex is wearing blue in memory of Eternal Blue. Clearly.
My favorite album.
Yeah, it was great. It was one of my favorite albums that year. So.
Oh yeah. It's one of my like top five favorite albums now. And I'm not even kidding. Like it's up in that top. When it came out, it hit me so hard. You know how you just have those certain albums that right when they drop, they hit you a certain way. Sure. Like there's only a handful I have in my entire life. Eternal Blue was one of those. I still have it. Don't laugh at me. I still have it in my car CD player right now as we speak.
Oh, that's not
and
that
I have
bad.
It in
Jeez.
There all the time.
I thought you were going to say something way more embarrassing than that. That's not bad.
No, most people are like, you have a CD player in your car? Yeah, it's a 5-disc changer. Thanks.
I have my car's a 2010. So my car's getting up there too. So I can't really say that much. So.
I mean, like same. Yeah. Honestly, like, just like when I listen to listened to a song like Hurt You for the first time, and you just hear like the dun 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 dun. Yeah. I was just like, I don't know, just like I just got like so pumped. It's just like it's so cool. Like the first time you hear a song, you're just immediately into it. You know, it's just like right from the gates.
Yeah,
it's just but like again, that just like that whole album was just like really good. It got me into Spirit Box. I love their EP from last year.
Fear, fear.
And no, again, this has just been like a big shame. I know Bill didn't like record like that EP with them like last year, but still.
Sure.
Just like that whole band has just been like steadily going up there for me in just like terms of like favorites.
Right.
So, yeah.
So very cool. Hope to see them live again soon. They're going on tour with Korn. Nowhere near me. However, they are going on tour with Korn. That's a cool tour. Hopefully they do that next year too as a reunion, like another leg or something like that. So someone also says in the chat, they have a cassette player still in their car. So you know what?
That's awesome.
That's impressive. Actually, at this point, that's impressive. So, okay. Are you guys ready for story time? Because I have two story times I want to share with both of you. I shot two concerts in the last 48 hours. Both of them were great. These are not bad story times. However, I do want to point out a few things that I got show and tell for everybody. This past Sunday was the Lamb of God homecoming show in Richmond. They're Richmond natives. This was the Ashes of Leviathan because Lamb of God and Mastodon were celebrating their 20th anniversary for Ashes of the Wake and Leviathan. Perfect tour. Opening support line was Kerry King of Slayer and his solo band and the metalcore band Malevolence, which was a lot of fun. They have songs on SiriusXM Octane. So as I go over here, you guys will see it uploaded in just a second. Video boards. Mastodon was bonkers and trippy with their visuals. So many family members for Lamb of God were in the photo pit and to the side because it was the sideshow and things. If it wasn't a full sellout, it was really close because there were people all the way back to the amphitheater, like seats and then the lawn. So it was really cool to see that. For something pretty aggressive, Randy Blythe, again, if you've ever met him, is one of the nicest guys you'll meet. When you talk to him, you're like, but you sound like a demon. How are you so nice and friendly? This doesn't make sense, but he is. So I made a short on that. If you haven't seen it yet, the show was great. I have photos online. I'm kind of scrolling through them right now. One thing that happened that I love, and I'll say this during Lamb of God, the Virginia State Senator is a big metal fan from Richmond that grew up watching Lamb of God also. So during the show, the Virginia State Senator crowd surfed during Lamb of God.
That's awesome.
So I don't care how I don't care how metal your politicians are in your local area. They're not as metal as who's representing Virginia right now.
Hell yeah.
Can we get him to run for president? That would just be great.
See, the cool thing is, too, they're trans and they're one of the, like, the few state senators to have that, like, distinction to get elected. But yeah, you want to talk about person of the people. There you go. They're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
They're literally in the thick of it.
I mean, so, like, this is a candidate that gets me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's your campaign. Just show that, like, on the campaign reel, like the commercials. Oh, I'm running for re-election. Here's me crowd surfing the Lamb of God or their homecoming show. That's it. That's all you need. I'd vote.
The whole campaign.
My fellow Americans, this is why you should re-elect me, because I know how to party.
And they're singing along with Lamb of God, like from Walk With Me to Hell and things like that. It'd be perfect. Everyone would love it. Mastodon was awesome. Super trippy. And this is the second part of the story that I'll move on. So Bran, the drummer, 20 years ago in Richmond, he found out that while Mastodon was on tour, they were celebrating Leviathan. Leviathan was doing well. Their breakout album, found out that Leviathan was on the bestseller section at Best Buy on the CD rack. Ooh. He then said, for all of you who are too young to know, Best Buy used to sell CDs. And I'm like, oh, don't say that. Come on. I used to work at Best Buy at that time area too, when I was like right out of high school. So it was like, oh, I'm in my 30s, but still you're making me feel like I should retire. But whatever. So as soon as he saw that, he called Randy, because his album, Mastodon's album, Leviathan, was right next to Lamb of God, Ashes of the Wake. And they were both side by side on the bestsellers aisle at Best Buy in Richmond. So he calls Randy, and Randy goes, no way, that's impossible, because he didn't believe it either. I think that's a cute story. I like it.
Cute.
Exactly, right? See, good things happen. Metal is very accessible and much more, I should say, much less mainstream and taboo than people give than people want to admit. Especially when you have bands that are actually stand-up people and are not awful. Metal does have
the
awful
crazy
bands.
Thing.
Yeah. Like, metal does they do have the trash, but they also have the stellar, upstanding people, and I think they should get more credit.
Well, and that's the coolest thing about metalheads. Like, we've all been to so many shows throughout our careers, right? The three of us, whatever, all of us as fans going to all of these metal shows all over the country. Mm-hmm. They are the nicest people at a show that you will ever go to. If you've ever been to like a pop show or
I've been to indie and alternative shows and stuff like that. That's where it gets ugly. Really bad.
But then we're, you know, the metalheads are all looked at as like the evil or the mean or the scary. Right. But those are the nicest people at shows you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm. It's messed up.
Same with the bands.
Correct, too. And also Lamb of God and Randy and Mark Morton. They've done so much charity for the local area, for like Richmond and stuff. It's insane. Those pop bands and those indie bands, they don't do that too much. So that's just me. We now move on to the most topical point of the last 24 hours. Green Day started their tour of the Saviors tour in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., at National Park. Some of you may have noticed, but they got a little topical, and this is where we're going to kind of not guide the direction in a political stance, but there's no other way to talk about it. One Billy Joe Armstrong decided to hold up a mask of Donald Trump with the word idiot written on the forehead while playing Jesus of Suburbia from the full playthrough of American Idiot. Quite the statement and quite the tour opener. They knew exactly what he was doing. Yes, everyone is upset. Literally everyone, according to the internet, I guess. But boy, oh boy, a lot of people are saying that that Green Day shouldn't be listened to anymore. Green Day going political. Green Day doesn't know what they're talking about. This is like the ninth time Green Day has done something like this. It's not new. So, have either of you two seen Green Day live?
I did.
Okay.
At When We Were Young last year.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Green Day put on a fun show. And that's it. It was a fun show. And people are going to take this way overblown, though. Green Day played with Smashing Pumpkins, I don't know if either of you seen the Smashing Pumpkins. Billy Corgan sounded fine. He was putting in effort. He's an awkward man. He's just an awkward man. It was still a good show. They have a new guitarist in Smashing Pumpkins, also Kiki Wong. She's great. She's really big on Instagram and stuff too. She was in another band. Smashing Pumpkins were fun. Rancid had the biggest casualty though, because there was a massive rain delay. 1.5 songs in for Rancid, cut the show, evacuate the stadium to the concourses. Hour delay, the rest of Rancid's set was cut. They got 1.5 songs in, and for Rancid, that's like 2 minutes. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So,
it's a bummer.
It's a bummer indeed, but Green Day got through the full playthrough of Dookie and American Idiot. It was a great night. It was a lot of fun. Lots of pyro, lots of shenanigans, lots of people screaming their head off. I think this is a tour worth checking out. And I say this without knowing what Alice and Rowan's reactions to this are. Green Day getting political is over 20 years old now. They've been doing it for a long time. It's not worth getting upset over.
It's Green Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything else we really need to say to address it? I don't want to turn the chat room at anything. So, yeah. Anything? Yep. I don't either.
No.
Ivan kind of reminds me a little bit of like, if I'm, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
If I may, like, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything too political, but it's just more like, I don't know. It's just kind of like, it's just also like insane that this is kind of coming off like, you know, shortly after what happened with Tenacious D and all that stuff with their like comments about Trump and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, just kind of like, it's just crazy.
All I'll say is this, the election will be over in a few months. And then maybe, just maybe, we can move on to something else. Maybe. So
I'm going to say it again. They're Green Day.
Yeah, they are. So yeah. There you go. And Green Day had a good album come out this year. Saviors. I liked it. I don't know if you guys heard it or not. It was a fun album. A little bit of return to form. Good stuff on it. We're checking out. So that being said, we got some new albums to announce, some new tours to announce, or at least some new things to announce us to. This is time for some good news. Let's talk about good things, some positive things, you know? There's actual good stuff in music to talk about that rarely gets attention because everyone just dumps on the bad stuff, and that's what everyone wants to discuss. We opened with Gojira, and we're now going to talk about a few things that happened. One, over the past week, Dia de los Deftones got announced, 2024 version. I've never been. I've seen Deftones live. I've never been to Dia de los Deftones. I got approved for the festival. I had someone shoot it for me, and they never returned the photos or sent the write-up, and they ghosted me after.
Ooh, ouch.
Did not love that.
That's, sorry about that.
Yeah, so am I. However, Deftones announced 2024 edition of Dia de los Deftones, as I butcher the name of it over and over again. This time featuring names such as, where did it go? See, this is why it said Idols, Sunny Day Real Estate, Health, Paris, Texas, Duster, Gel, and Kendressa. I know I'm mispronouncing some of that. I'm okay with it. So, any thoughts on Dia de los Deftones or Deftones in 2024 from either of you?
Well, I will say just real quick, when I was researching about this, mm-hmm. Sunny Day Real Estate is apparently going to be playing Diary in its entirety. So, you know, all the old school emos are going to be like, you know,
yes,
are going to be happy. They're going to be well fed that day.
They were emo long before that term had any definition.
Yeah, no, they were like the pioneers of emo.
They're not elder emos. They are grandpa emos. So that is appropriate.
Yeah, no.
So that'll be cool to see. That is in San Diego at Petco Park. That's where the Padres play, if I'm correct. I believe. I could
That'd
be wrong
be a
about
fun
that.
Show.
I would be. If it wasn't on the exact opposite side of the country for me, I'd want to go. Also, Deftones are playing in San Francisco later this summer, supporting System of a Down for a one-off show. System of a Down, Deftones, the Mars Volta in the I Hate You, Luke. So we're playing this on the opposite side of the country as you tour. So it is what it is. If I could afford a ticket to San Francisco and lodging, I would apply for it, but I just don't think it's in the cards right now. So new stuff. We also got Metallica announcing the Helping Hands concert in auction. Rowan sent me the link to this. Do you have any news on this one? Because this one I was not able to research as much, but I know this has been going on for a while.
Yeah, so like, you know, the last event was held in 2022. For those who don't know, this is like a charity foundation that Metallica runs. They've been doing it since, I believe, 2017. Their last show was December 2 years ago, and it's going to be taking place at the YouTube Theater in LA. I did not know the YouTube Theater was a thing until I read that, and just like that title alone,
it sounds like a joke.
Dystopian to me. For
it
some
sounds
reason.
Like a joke.
It sounds so, yeah, no. Yeah. It doesn't sound real. Yeah. It's like there's a YouTube theater. Okay. Good God. But so far the lineup hasn't been announced yet, but during the last show, Greta Van Fleet performed. So who knows, like, you know, that will be a precedent for like what type of acts we'll be seeing in the future with this. And no, yeah, just something to keep your eye on. I believe it's going to be in December, and yeah.
Very nice. Good way to end the year. Metallica, the Helping Hands concert and auction. No idea what's auctioned off. Is it like gear, experiences, tickets? I don't know.
It's like gear, memorabilia, just like stuff that Metallica fans would just go crazy for, you know?
They do go crazy. That also, is true. Like, so,
you know, they buy every new repackage of like the same album over and over again. It's insane.
They do. Okay, fair enough. We also got Jerry Cantrell, Alice in Chains guitarist and co-singer, saying he's releasing a new solo album, I Want Blood, and then dropped a new song. I have not heard the new song. I am excited to see what Jerry Cantrell is going to do solo, though. Have any of you guys seen Alice in Chains live over the past few years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw them
at Sick New World.
Did you get to see him? I didn't get to see him at Sick New World, unfortunately.
I did. I did it for you, obviously.
Clearly you did, yes. I was running around crazy because Sick New World is nothing but walking in concrete and sun.
I know.
But it's fun. Like, I want to go next year. So
they were talking. Yeah, no, it was great, and they sounded awesome. They sounded super good.
When I shot and saw them in 2018, they sounded great. I mean, they really sounded good. So don't know what the new album else is going to contain, but the new song Vilified is out right now. Rowan, anything you want to add for Jerry Cantrell?
So for Jerry Cantrell, going back to Metallica real quick, we got some notable features on this album. We got Robert Trujillo, you know, bassist of Metallica. We also got Guns N' Roses original bassist Duff McKagan. And then finally, we got Faith No More's drummer, Mike Borden. So I don't know. This is looking to be a pretty awesome, like sort of like collaboration and
good features.
Yeah. You know, when it comes out, yeah,
good features. I like that.
Only time will tell how it'll sound.
Correct. So we now move on. Rowan, I think you had some other upcoming albums this Friday. If you had any announcements,
we do.
So if you want to go for that,
we do. And it's interesting that you mentioned Smashing Pumpkins earlier because they are releasing their new album. I hope to God I can pronounce this right. Agori Mori May.
Sure.
If that translates to someone, if that translates to something, someone say it in the chat because I have no freaking idea. And then finally, we have X's Smoke and Fiction. And this will actually be the final studio album by the band, as for those who don't know, they have announced their farewell tour last month. Okay. So this will be really your last chance to see them if you're a fan.
Fair enough. The Smashing Pumpkins material from 2010 onward has divided a lot of people, including one Billy Corgan, who gets very upset that he has to play the old 90s stuff. Keep in mind, he played the old 90s stuff last night, and everyone was happy. So I don't know. I have not heard the singles for the new album. I've heard one full new Smashing Pumpkins album in the last 10 years. It was fine, but it was the double album bloated to death, like 20 songs and two of them are memorable type thing. And the rest is just kind of fiddling around. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, no, like so, a lot of Smashing Pumpkins albums are double releases. I know like, what was it? Melancholy Dreams. That's double two. And there was like another one.
Yes. I like the idea of getting more for your money, but now in an age of streaming, it's just such an onslaught of new music, and
I can't like listen to everything.
Yeah, so
after a while, things are just going to get like, you know, just they're just going to kind of get like meshed together or something like that, you know?
Yeah, so we shall see. Good stuff to know, though. I think that wraps up a lot of what we're going to talk about. Do either of you two have any anticipation for shows coming in your area that you want to see? That you're hoping to see anyway?
I mean, I'm going to circle back to what we've been talking about all day, but I am super, super, super stoked. I know we still got a ways, but I'm planning ahead. I am super excited for Korn, Gojira, and Spirit Box. Like that tour, that lineup, I'm stoked about it.
Yeah. I can't be mad because I would be also, and I'd be talking about it all excited. It's more the whole not coming anywhere near me. So
I'm sorry.
Have I seen all three bands several times? Yes. Do I want to see them on the same tour? Yes. So Gojira is going to make a killing in merch this tour. I mean, just raking in money, though. So that's great.
Dude, that timing is perfect.
You think they're going to do like a, you think they're going to do like a, maybe an Olympics themed, like, you know, line of merch or something. I feel like you
just, even just the like Marie Antoinette thing, just like the Marie Antoinette head, you know, and some Gojira lyrics around it or something. Yeah. That's all they need.
Be perfect. As Simple. Long as they just have that head with the reds and the, like that imagery, that would be perfect.
Going back to the,
I know the two plans.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I know the brothers like do a lot of the actual artwork on like albums and just like all like, you know, all that stuff with the band. So it'd be cool. Maybe like, again, wishful thinking, if they did like a sort of painting of their interpretation of like Marie Antoinette or maybe like her decapitated head, just like in that style, that would sell like crazy. And I don't know, release a song, like
it could be like a black, they could do it like in a, not a watercolor, but like just like the black and white version of it. And it could work really well into something else. Without being super violent either, because they're really good at doing stuff like that, like not full violent grotesque. They're more subtle with some of their artwork, but it could work well. I'm just thinking now, also going back to the Olympic discussion, Korn for the American performance. That would freak people out.
That would be super awesome. Freak, so if we're thinking safe choice, Korn, not Korn.
Freak on a Leash for the opening ceremony. Probably not the best idea. So
he starts scatting and they're like, he is possessed.
And then he brings out he brings out the bad pipes and he's like the 5 minute song and no one can stop him. Jeez.
Or they just go like with like one of even like more disturbing songs of theirs, like Adidas or something that. Like
some of the really rough stuff. What's the nursery rhyme one? Like where they're just like spouting
chutes
off
and ladders.
Chutes and ladders. What do they do? Chutes and ladders and just
chutes
really
and
get
ladders.
Weird.
Oh my god.
Just get really dumb with it. Perfect.
Everybody's like, oh, I know this song. Who is this singing it and why?
Yeah. I remember singing all those songs as a kid. What the heck's going on in America though? Also, Salt Lake City is a beautiful city. It's not the biggest Korn area though. Korn's probably not their cup of tea. So
you think they'll test the athletes for caffeine?
In Salt Lake City, no, because Mormons drink a lot of caffeine and soda. A lot. However,
I will say, going back to I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, piggybacking off of this, Korn is playing at the Prudential Center, which is near me. And for those who don't know, the Prudential Center is where the New Jersey Devils play. The problem is, though, although I would love to see Korn, for some reason, Spirit Box is not at that show. I'm still gonna try to go see it if I can, but like, I know, it's just like, come on, Spirit Box would be like the one show that's near me. It's like the one they're not at. Come on.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Wonder why.
Don't worry, you two. Out here on the West Coast, I'll go see Spirit Box for both of you. It's fine. I'll take this one for the team.
Thanks for taking a bullet for us on this one. I know it's such a sacrifice.
Take one for the team. Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I do what I can.
Yes. I know I have some concerts in August. They're not coming. I have Shinedown on Friday, supposedly. They're always fun live. They put on a nice live show. That's all I have coming up, I think. Videos will be coming out regularly. This is the new format of the podcast. So I wanted to end this little bit with the podcast with these two and the chat. The chat has stayed consistent at over 40 people this entire hour, which is impressive for YouTube to actually have like this many people actually talk and want to listen to us talk. So we have goals for what we want the podcast to be and aspire to, and we want the chat to be involved also. We have little stuff that we want to talk about. We also just want to make sure you guys know we're trying to make this something that people can engage with. This is three people talking about music, news, and things like that, but we also want to know what you guys think as well. We also want to know what your thoughts are, if there's things you want us to discuss, old, new, whatever. If there's something like that, we're open to suggestions. keep in mind, this podcast is going to be a labor of love because ad revenue right now is really bad. So that's why we said if there ever are any super chats, then don't feel obligated. That's fine. Don't have to worry about it. If there ever are, we'll read them all at the end of every podcast. If we get to certain goals throughout the podcast, so like say we hit a like goal, we're going to make like certain things happen at the end of every podcast for that. I know I showed Alex, I didn't show Rowan yet. There's something we're going to try to make with like a random image generator where we'll try to book our own fake festival at the end of every podcast. If we hit a like goal, like say we get 100 likes on a podcast or 50 and like we've like press the button, it lands on a band. And we build a 4-band, 5-band, 1-day festival. And then we all vote, would we go to that festival or not? And we make a vote in the poll as well. We make one in the chat. We're working on getting.
So like, how would they like.
Go ahead.
Oh my. So like, how would they like. How would we decide like what bands and all the stuff would
that's,
like
that's,
even be like eligible,
it's,
you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like spin the wheel, but like I have easily over a decade worth of concert photography. You guys have photos of bands as well. And we just look for photos of bands online that we haven't seen yet and just put like their like promo photos up there and labels and stuff. And then it's just kind of like a spin the wheel random generator. Click, goes through, cycles through all of them, lands on one. Okay, we got Red Hot Chili Peppers, cycle through. We got Behemoth. Okay, it's weird. We'll cycle through. Okay, AJR. Oh, I don't like where this is going. Okay.
And then, oh my God.
And then it just like that, just totally random. And then, yeah, I know, right? And two more bands to go. And then at the end of that, I'd make a poll in the chat. Would you go to whatever festival name we give that one? And we name it every week. So.
I would go to just see Behemoth, and then I would take like a bathroom break or something like that during AJR.
I'm not an AJR fan either. I know this. I don't know. Alex, are you familiar with AJR?
I feel like I know it. It's on okay. The tip of my tongue, but I'm not going to sing it because I don't want to be wrong.
That's fine. Their latest tour had puppets, like actual puppet shows going on. So it's very interesting. It's very cutesy, innocent stuff. Like some of the lyrics are, my favorite color is you.
It's like kids so. Rock. Would you say it's like kids rock or something like that? It's not kids bop, but it's like,
not kids bop. It's definitely aimed at a younger audience, but not kids, if that makes sense. It's aimed at like the teenage audience for the alt pop style, if that makes sense. So
I know. Yeah. It just feels like so like safe, you know, yes. It's just, I don't know. I feel nothing.
I gotcha. So, but going back to the thing, we're going to see if we can make that like it exists. I've seen it before. I just have to get that all set up. So that's one of the things we can do short term. We'll give rewards and we're going to have goals though too, like for every month. If certain amount of YouTube memberships are given out during the podcast in a month, because like it sets up notifications and stuff, then we'll set a goal and do something. I don't know what that something is and we're up to suggestions. But again, we want to make this something for you guys as well. We don't want to do gross stuff on stream. We don't want to eat the, what is it? What's the gross jelly bean thing? We don't want to do that.
Okay. Oh, Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled. We don't want to do that. But we'll do fun stuff if we get like meet certain goals over the month. Like if we get enough gift memberships out in a month. Like for YouTube memberships. Also, if you do YouTube memberships, you get to see stuff early too. And you get notified as being a YouTube member for Rocked. Whatever profit we make in the month gets divided three ways between us for the podcast. It costs about, what did I write it down? Roughly $38 a month to run everything, like automated RSS, Discord Nitro, all that stuff. After we get past $38 a month, then we get like profit. We're not expecting to make profit today. We're not expecting to make profit in the next couple of weeks, but we're hoping to build the podcast to the point where the audience grows and we can actually work more than just something basic. As soon as I said all that, Subhuman84 just gifted 5 Rocked memberships.
Thanks, Subhuman84.
If you got one from Subhuman84, please give them a big thank you. And this speech will not be made at the end of every podcast either. This is the first, though. This is the first time you're seeing our three faces laugh about the Olympics and make fun of the Smashing Pumpkins and whatever else we talked about. Also, I read in the chat, Limp Bizkit for the American Olympics. No. Get out of here. Goodness.
Luke says no.
They would just Well, to be fair, if they were to, just to play devil's advocate here, if they were to perform for the Olympics, I would imagine it's like very similar to when they did like that one performance for WWE, where they just have like they play rolling, and you have Stone Cold Steve Austin on the motorcycle. It's just like the most like just like the most like stereotypical American thing you think of.
That's
this
almost
is like what other countries think of when they think yes. America.
At that point, just make it a monster truck rally because that's what everyone thinks America is anyway. So.
Yeah.
So no, thank you. But thank you to Subhuman. The 5 gift memberships do go a long way. Again, if anyone wants to have a super chat, let us know if you have a question you want us answered. Like if you have like a thing you want us to talk about before we start wrapping things up, because we are almost at an hour. Almost, because we started a couple minutes late just getting stuff done. I don't like the idea of Limp Bizkit doing that. There's also other bands I don't think could be trusted with that responsibility. I say this politely because I'm going to make a video. My next video that I'm working on right now, I already started writing 10 terrible rock performances on live TV. Like when bands really did bad on television when they performed live. So sometimes it's just not their fault. And sometimes it's totally their fault. But that's the next video I'm working on. I don't know why this reminded me of it, because it's not really in the rock realm as much arguable. Hardy is huge right now. The country rock cross genre, whatever.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
Rockstar psycho guy.
Yes. Last year, he performed at the 2023 Royal Rumble, big pro wrestling pay-per-view. It was so bad, WWE actually had to make an apology after for how bad it was.
Good God.
They have had some rough bands and like with no reactions on before over the last 30 years. That was the first time I've ever seen them have to go, nope, we are sorry, everyone. That was terrible. Cool. So it does happen. The other one that's always in my mind, because I think Metallica's great. I think Lady Gaga's great. They performed together at the Grammys in 2016. To cover one of Metallica's new songs. Tons of audio issues. James' mic didn't work for almost like 70% of the entire song.
But it was an accident.
I know. I call shenanigans on that too. There's just no way. But man, oh man, just stuff like that. And also that was the one where Megadeth won a Grammy finally. And the band played Metallica while Megadeth was walking up to accept the Grammy. Everything was a disaster.
My God.
Everything.
My God. I feel bad for Dave there. Yeah. It's like, I finally got the recognition.
And I think they were playing a bad symphony performance of Master of Puppets. Like they just learned it that day. So everything was a disaster. So sometimes it's not their fault. Sometimes it is. And that's what the next video is going to be about. Also, thank you, Sapphire Blue Cat, for the YouTube membership. Very helpful. Other than that, I think we're about set. So thank you guys again. This is a work in progress. Hello, Jay. Hope you're doing well. Jay Wendell.
Oh. Jay, love you.
Jay Wendell says psycho stick for the American Olympic opening ceremony.
Oh, Jay, what?
I'm not against it. I'm just saying I couldn't trust them for that. You know,
also they're not the safe choice.
Yeah. Also, the beer song may not be the most appropriate Olympic choice. However, Olympic Village, where all the Olympians go nuts after they compete. It's just like a weird, like they just like a big frat house at that point. Maybe that's what they'll be playing. So other than that, thank you all. We like to end every podcast now with a bit of advice, wisdom, a saying. I left this time to Alex. Alex, do you have anything you would like to say as weekly advice, a message, a question to ponder?
You know what? I have something very important this week to tell everyone, all of us here included. Remember, if you see a toilet in a dream, don't use it.
Thank you very much. As we start to fade away, we have been the podcast that rocks. We are now ending. Thank you all again. The ending screen is on us, and I'm just sitting here shaking my head. You can't see it, but I'm pretty sure we're all going to have a dream about toilets now, and it's going to be a miserable, sleepless night because nobody knows what the heck that was about. You can expect more advice like that coming from the podcast that rocked. Thank you, everyone.